Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Watson. Now, in my last podcast, I did mention that I'm working on a series, and the title of the series on this podcast is How to Get Closer to God. How do we draw near to God and become more like Christ? I talked about two habits. One was thanksgiving and practicing humility. Today, I'm going to talk about another two, and the first one is studying the Word. One way of getting closer to God is studying His Word, the Word of God. The Bible says in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We can't become like Christ if we don't know Him. Jesus is revealed in the Scriptures, both in the Old and in the New Testaments. But the Bible isn't just a book to learn about God. The Bible is alive and active, and God uses our time reading it to convict us, to guide us, to point us to the truth, to answer prayer, and to transform our thinking. Now, I'm going to repeat that again. The Bible is alive and active, and God uses our time reading it to convict us, to guide us, to point us to truth, to answer prayer, and to transform our thinking. Paul knew the value of studying. Apostle Paul knew the value of studying the Bible and encouraged Timothy, his young charge, to continue studying the Scriptures, which he had done since his youth. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That is in the book of 2 Timothy 3:16. Now remember, the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. If you are a child of God and you want to, you can't do without His Word, because He talks to you through His Word. He talks to you in His Word, and He talks to you with His Word. So if you're a believer and you're struggling with getting closer to God, it doesn't matter what you're struggling with. I don't care what it is. It can be a sin. It can be addiction. Whatever it is, you can overcome it if you spend time in reading His Word. Because in spending time in studying His Word, God speaks to you. God deals with the things that you're struggling. God deals with the things that you're fighting with. And in the same way you're reading it with His Word, He delivers you from every satanic attack. He delivers you from things that you don't even pray about. That's how powerful His Word is. The second one is memorize Scripture. Now, memorizing Scripture is the second layer of knowing the Word. While Bible study helps us to know God and His ways, memorizing Scriptures keeps His Word in our heart. Jesus knew Scripture by heart and quoted it often. Each time Satan tempted Jesus in the desert, Jesus responded with Scripture. And when the Sadducees tried to trap Jesus with words, He used Scripture to point out their error and answer their question. Colossians 3:2 says that as believers, we are to set our minds on things above. And Colossians 3:16 says that the Word of God, the Word of Christ, should dwell in us richly. Now, memorizing Scripture makes us more like Christ, because like Christ, we can meditate on it, bring it to mind to defeat the enemy, and to use it to weed out error and defend the faith. Now, if you don't memorize a Scripture, how are you going to use the Scripture to fight? How are you going to use the Scripture to wage warfare? It is not everywhere that you are that you will have access to the Bible, even if it's on your phone. But when a verse is in your heart, when a verse is in your mind, when a verse is part of your body and part of your life, anytime you're confronted with a situation, you would know what Scripture just to quote. You would know what verse to use to fight the situation that you're going through. So today, remember, last week I talked about thanksgiving and practicing humility. Today, I've talked about reading the Word of God. I've talked about reading the Word of God and memorizing Scriptures. Have that desire that anytime you read the Word of God, there's something that catches you. There must be something that catches you. It doesn't have to be a whole chapter. It doesn't have to be a whole book. It could be one verse. It could be two verses. That every single day you read the Scripture, you say, I must make sure I memorize a verse today. And as you do so, by the time you realize your head is full of Scriptures, that anytime you're hit with an issue, the verse comes automatically into your head and you fight that situation. I hope this podcast will bless you that is listening to me, and you will put into practice these daily habits that I'm going to mention in this podcast to help you get closer to God. Because the Bible says, God says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And when you get closer to God and you are close to Him, He speaks to you every single day. And listen, when God speaks to you every single day, you can never go wrong. May God bless you all and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.